Canto 4, Chapter 1. Genealogical Table of the Daughters of Manu. Sri Maitreya said, Swayambhuva Manu begot in his wife Shatarupa two sons, as also three daughters named Akuti, Devahuti, and Prasuti, as you know. Despite the fact that Akuti had brothers, she was handed over to the great sage Ruchi on the condition that the king would get the resultant son. This was settled with the support of religious rites and the consent of his wife. Ruchi, the most powerful great sage, who was entrusted with the procreation, begot, in his supreme concentration, a pair of children with her who were of the greatest spiritual and brahminical strength. The male child of the two, Yajna, was a direct personification of Vishnu, while the other female child, Dakshina, was his inseparable plenary portion, the goddess of fortune, Lakshmi. The very powerful son the daughter gave birth to was taken to the home of the most happy Swayambhuva Manu, while Dakshina was kept by Ruchi. The lord and master of all sacrifice married her who always longed for him. She, most happy to have him for her husband, who himself was also most pleased with her, thereupon gave birth to 12 sons. The 12 were Tosha, Pratosha, Santosha, Bhadra, Santi, Idashpati, Itma, Kavi, Vibhu, Swana, Sudeva, and Rochana. In the period of Swayambhuva Manu, they were known as the Tushita demigods. Marichi headed the sages then, and Yajna was the king of the demigods. The two sons of Manu, Priyavrata and Uttanapada, were in that period the greatest of all kings, and their sons, grandsons, great-grandsons, and their offspring followed in his footsteps during the period of Manu. Dear Vidura, about Swayambhuva handing over his daughter to Kardama, you have heard me speak extensively. The great personality Swayambhuva gave Prasuti to Daksha, the son of Brahma, whose offspring spread enormously over the three worlds. I told you already about the 9 daughters of Kardama, who became the wives of the 9 great sages. Now hear from me my description of the generations stemming from them. The daughter of Kardama, the wife of Marichi, also named Kala, gave birth to Kashyapa and Purnima, whose children spread all over the world. Purnima got sons named Viraja, Vishvaga, or conqueror, and a daughter named Devakulya, who became the water that washed from the Lord's lotus feet, and later constituted the heavenly river, the Ganges. The wife of Atrimuni, named Anasuya, gave birth to 3 very famous sons, Dattatreya, Durvasa, and Soma, who are partial incarnations of respectively the Supersoul Vishnu, Lord Shiva, and Lord Brahma. Vidura said, O spiritual master, tell me how in the house of Atri, the chief demigods responsible for maintenance, creation, and destruction could appear with a desire to do something. Maitreya said, being inspired by Lord Brahma to procreate, Atri, the chief of the scholars of spiritual knowledge, together with his wife, went to the great mountain named Riksha to stay there for austerities. In the forest there were many Ashoka and Palasha trees and flowers, with everywhere the sound of the flowing waters of the river, the Nirvindya. Controlling the mind by regulating his breath, the sage remained there for 100 years, subsisting on air while standing on the one leg of non-duality. He thought, by taking shelter of him, I surrendered myself to him. May he, who is the master of the universe, give me a son like himself. issuing from the head of the sage, there was a fire being fueled by his breath control that, while practicing his austerities, was noticed by the three principal gods of the three worlds. Together with the Apsaras, the Munis, the Gandharvas, the Siddhas, the Vidyadharas, and Nagas, they came to the hermitage of him who thus gained renown. When he saw all these demigods and great personalities appear at the same moment, the mind of the sage, who had awakened on his one leg, lightened up. Recognizing the symbols of their personal paraphernalia, as also the bull, the swan, and the bird Garuda they sat upon, he with folded hands fell down, prostrating before them, to offer his obeisances. Dazzled by the glaring effulgence of their smiling faces and their merciful, satisfied glances, the sage closed his eyes. Absorbed by that vision, he ecstatically expressed his prayers before those who are the most appreciated in all the worlds. Atri said, "Let me bow before you, O Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, and Lord Vishnu, O you who, as you always do in the different millennia, have accepted your bodies according to the division of the modes of nature for the sake of the creation, destruction, and maintenance of the universe. Whom of you did I actually call for? Be as merciful to please explain to me, so full of serious doubt, how it can be that you, despite being far elevated above the minds of the embodied souls, all have appeared here with me, having fixed my mind on the one great lord of all fortune for the sake of begetting a child. Maitreya said, O mighty one, after thus having heard the words of the great sage, all the three chief demigods smiled at him and replied with gentle voices. The gods said, It shall be done as you decided and not otherwise. To you, who never lost your resolve, dear Brahmin, we are all the one and same person you were meditating on. Therefore, our plenary expansions, the sons to be born to you, will be very famous in the world, dear sage, and spread your glory to your great fortune. The chief demigods, who perfectly being worshipped thus had offered the desired benediction, then, with the couple looking on, returned to their places. Soma appeared as a partial expansion of Lord Brahma, Dattatreya as a very powerful yogi of Lord Vishnu, and Durvasa as a partial expansion of Shankara, Shiva. Hear now about the generations that appeared from Angira. Shraddha, the wife of Angira, gave birth to the four daughters Sinivali, Kuhu, Raka, and Anumati. Next to them, he begot two sons who were very famous in the millennium of Swaruchi Shamanu. They were the mighty Utatya and Brihaspati, the foremost knower of the Absolute Truth. Pulastya begot in his wife Havirbhu, Agastya, who in his next birth would be Darakni, and Vishrava, who was great in austerity. The demigod Kuvira, the king of the Yakshas, appeared from Vishrava. He was born from Idavida, while the sons Ravana, Kumbhakarna, and Vibhishana were born from another wife. Gati, the wife of Pulaha, O devoted one, gave birth to three chaste sons who knew all about karma and were very respectable and tolerant. Kriya, the wife of sage Kratu, gave birth to 60,000 sages who lived in accord with the Valakilya. They most brilliantly excelled in the Brahminical perspective. From Urja, Chitraketu was begotten by the sage Vasishtha, O great soul. He appeared as the first of seven sons, who were all great and pure sages of Brahman, the Absolute Truth. They were Chitraketu, Surachi, Virajya, Mitra, Ulbana, Vasubridhyana, and Diyoman. Born from another wife of his, there were also Shakti and other sons. Also Chiti, the wife of Atharva, gave fully dedicated to the Dadyansha vow birth to a son who was called Ashvakshira. Now hear about the generation begotten by Bhrigu. Bhrigu, most fortunately, begot in his wife Kyati the sons Datta and Vidatta, and a daughter named Shri, who was very devoted to the Lord. To these two sons were given in marriage Ayati and Niyati, two daughters of sage Meru, from whom appeared Marikanda as also Prana. Markandeya Muni was born from the seed of Marikanda, and from Prana the great sage Vedashira appeared, whose greatly powerful son named Kavi Bhargava was also known as Ushana. O Vidura, I have spoken to you about how, from the offspring of sage Kardama, all the great sages with their descendants populated the three worlds with the grandsons born to them. With faith, hearing about this is the best way to drive away immediately all sins. Parasuti, a daughter of Manu, married the son of Brahma called Daksha. With her, Daksha begot 16 lotus-eyed daughters. 13 were given in marriage to Dharma, and one was given to Agni. One daughter he gave to the combined forefathers, and one he gave to Lord Shiva, the deliverer of the sinners. Shraddha, Maitri, Daya, Santi, Tushti, Pushti, Kriya, Unnati, Buddhi, Medha, Titiksha, Ri, and Murti are the names of the daughters of Daksha who were given to Dharma. Shraddha gave birth to Shubha. Maitri got Prasada. Daya got Abhaya. Santi got Sukha. Tushti got Muda. Pushti got Smaya. Kriya got Yoga. Unnati got Darpa. Buddhi got Artha. Medha got Smriti. Titiksha got Kshema, and Ri got Prashraya. Murti, a reservoir of all good qualities, gave birth to the two sages Nara and Narayana. The appearance of the both of them gladdened the universe and filled everyone's mind with peace. In all directions, the rivers, mountains, and the atmosphere became pleasant. The demigods Brahma and the others, all full of respect, offered prayers. From the heavens, musical instruments sounded, flowers were showered from the sky. The sages satisfied chanted Vedic hymns, the Gandharvas and Kanaras began to sing, the heavenly damsels danced, and thus all signs of good fortune were seen. The gods said, "Our obeisances unto the Supreme Original Personality, who by his external energy created the variety of everything existing, that resides in him the way masses of clouds are found in the sky, in him who today has appeared in the house of Dharma in the form of these sages. May he, whom we know on the basis of the Vedas and who, in order to put an end to the misfortune of the created world, from the mode of goodness brought about the lives of us, the demigods, bestow upon us his merciful glance that supersedes the spotless lotus known as the home of the goddess of fortune." O Vidura, after thus having been praised by the assembled demigods who found the mercy of his glance, the Supreme Lord left for Gandhamadana Hill. These two Nara Narayana partial Amsa incarnations of the Supreme Lord Hari have now, for mitigating the burden of the world, appeared here in the form of the two of Krishna, Krishna and Arjuna, who are the most eminent souls of the Kuru and Yadu dynasty. Swaha, the daughter of Daksha and the wife of the fire god Agni, produced three sons, Bhavaka, Bhavamana, and Shuchi, who feed on the oblations of the sacrifice. They, in their turn, produced 45 fire gods, so that, taken together, there are 49 of them, including the fathers and the grandfather. They constitute the names of the 49 fires in which the knowers of Brahman offer their oblations for Agni during Vedic ceremonies. The forefathers are the Agnishvatas, the Parishadas, Saumyas, and Ajapas. They are approached with libations of water in combination with or without fire, and Svada, Daksha's daughter, is their wife. They gave her two daughters, Vayuna and Dharini, who both were expert in the knowledge and the transcendental wisdom of the impersonal path of Brahman. The wife of Bhava, named Sati, served the demigod faithfully, but could not give birth to a child with her qualities and character. That was because her father Daksha, in anger, had behaved unfavorably towards the faultless one, Shiva, so that she had to give up her body in the connectedness of yoga before she attained maturity.